we believe that come 1985, Mount Pisgah can host the annual conference and go towards hosting the annual conference. Mount Pisgah will host the annual conference. Jesus did not say that he is going to provide some of the things. He said all of the things. All are possible. If you believe. If you believe. There was a story with Isaiah and Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the king of Jerusalem at the time. And Isaiah was the prophet of the day. And whenever Isaiah walked into the kingdom, the king was troubled. Because Isaiah came at times when there were problems, when there was some wrong thing happening in the kingdom. But this time, Isaiah came under different circumstances. Here was Jerusalem surrounded by the Assyrian army. This is the promises of God I would like you to see in this mystery. Here was Jerusalem surrounded by the Assyrian army, 7 men to 1. It is no way that the soldiers of King Hezekiah could have beaten the Assyrians' army. They were outnumbered 7 to 1. King Hezekiah was ill, lying in his bed. Couldn't go out to lead his people in war. And the prophet is going to come to say, the Lord said you are going to die. Now this is more than distress that King Hezekiah had to contend with. He was to lead his people to victory. He is in his bed of affliction. And the Lord is going to send a message, you are going to die. Then what's going to happen to my people? Formerly, when Isaiah came to King Hezekiah will believe. And King Hezekiah will act accordingly. But this time, King Hezekiah couldn't understand why the Lord and how the Lord can act with him so indiscreetly. So he decided, I am going to speak to the Lord myself. He considered Isaiah then an infinite man like himself, used by the Spirit of God to foretell what the Lord hath in store for man. But if we but believe in the promises of God, that God can do all things, not some things, but all things. Hezekiah decided, I am going to speak to this God, if he is the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and if he is my God, I am going to speak to him myself about this thing. So he went by himself and he spoke to God. And the Bible showed the discussion they had. And I can imagine he discussing this man. How can you be so indiscretionate with me and my people? You gave me a people to lead. You gave me a nation to administer. You put me in my bed of affliction, set the enemy around my country, and then you are going to send to me and say, I am going to die. How are you leaving my people? You cannot do this to me. The promises of God are sure. The Lord looked on Hezekiah and saw the loyalty in his heart. Saw the confidence he had in him as his Lord and Master. Amen. So the Lord did not speak. The Lord called Isaiah one more time and said, go back to that king. because of his faith and his loyalty and his trust and the fact that he has given himself in his all to serve, tell him I will add to his life 15 years. So that he will be victorious over those army 7-1. And this was done. The impossible become possible.
Amen.
All things are possible with God if we just believe.
Amen.
If we just believe. This is what God is saying to us. This is what Paul is saying to us. Even in our time. I was talking to some students at Ellen Waters College one afternoon after a meeting, the student government, and we were talking, and I was talking about God, and we were talking about faith, and we were talking about all sorts of things, and they felt that things will not get better at Ellen Waters College. I said, you have just decided that it will not get better. Because you have decided it cannot get better. But you fail to see that Edward Waters at the time was alive when this school was built. He was alive. He started the school. And he started all sorts of things for Edward Waters College. But where is Edward Waters today? He is not here. But the college is no longer a one-story building. We have 12 buildings, and we have a building holding over 200 and something students, another one holding another 200, and we are just expanding. I said, if Edward Waters had decided then that the school he started couldn't get further than where it was, we could not have been here as students. This is the kind of mystery. This is the kind of mystery Jesus meant that man must see in the relationship with God. If we but trust, if we but believe that, if we say a word to that mountain, move from here to over there, it not might happen. It will happen. I'm saying to our congregation, I'm saying to us today, that since we are partakers of the body of Christ, since we are involved in the mystery, since we are involved in soul building or in kingdom building, then we have nothing to fear. Our personal lives have nothing to fear. The problems with our children and our husbands and our wives and the workplace and the boss and the supervisor, we have nothing to fear. Because those things happened before. There were the Sanballats during the time when the walls of Jerusalem had to be built. And the Lord sent down Nehemiah there to build the walls of Jerusalem. There were two guys. And if anybody referred to you as a Sanballat or a Tobiah, you just put them to their places. Because they're calling you a traitor. They're calling you a sloth. They're saying that you do not want progress in life. Because these two men saw that the Lord's business is going to prosper here. They did everything to defeat the building of the walls of Jerusalem. But Nehemiah did not worry with them. They tried to discourage the workmen, but Nehemiah did not worry with them. He knew that the Lord sent him to build the walls of Jerusalem. And since it's the Lord's business, and he believed in God the way he believed in God, the walls of Jerusalem were built. And this is what I'm saying to us today. Since we are looking towards kingdom building, expanding our congregation, developing our programs, putting up our kitchenette, getting somebody to play the music, beautifying our building, and doing all the things we're doing, we want to do. It will be done. Just believe that it's going to be done. Just have confidence in yourself and in God, and in the programs you decide to have and to implement, and by whenever you want it to be done, it will be done. Jesus is saying to us today that we are peers and partakers of his body. I don't know about you, but I believe that. Strongly believe it. And I urge you to believe it too. I urge you to believe that when you go out and to speak about God, that you are confident the person with whom you speak will be convinced. Somehow, after being convinced, they will be converted. Don't try to convert a person to bring them to Mount Pisgah. Try to convert a person to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is the mission of the church. This is what the church is all about. To tell somebody and to convince somebody that Jesus Christ is Lord in their lives. And he mean and make a difference for their lives. Their lives can never be the same if we believe and live and love. And this is Jesus. Amen. Let us prepare for the Lord's Supper. As we prepare for the Lord's Supper, let us feel different when we prepare for the Lord's Supper. Let us imagine Jesus was here in the physical form. And let us look at all the things that troubled us in the past. Let us look at it as history. Let us not ponder upon the things that tends to separate us from God. The things that tends to separate us from each other. Let us put those things in the book of history. Let us look towards the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. The hymn writer says, let us look to the hills from whence cometh our help.
Amen.
The hills is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the only person we can get the help from. He is the mountaintop. Let us see sharing the bread and wine. It's Jesus' business.
Yeah.
And as we come to do this, let us feel free to do it with our brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Not let us feel that if we do it with this brother, it will not be fair. Let us do it as a family, as one family.
Yeah.
God's children, coming under his umbrella, sharing his food, sharing his body, feeling as brothers and sisters. When we leave this mountaintop, let us leave feeling, Brother Feller is my friend and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Brown is my sister and my friend.
Amen.
And this is how God is asking us to be partakers of his body.
Amen.
And his blood.
Yes.
Let us prepare as we sing hymn number 164, Break Thou the Bread of Life.
Break Thou the Bread of Life, Lord, turn to me. As Thou hast break the bread of God,
Oh, by the way, this morning the anxiety and the hurriedness to come on, I just forgot my robe on the chair in the house. No. But I'm here anyhow. No, I'm going to be here. Confess our sins unto Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
creator and judge of all people,
we acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and offenses which we have committed against thy divine majesty. By thought, word, and deed,
we do earnestly repent,
and our heart is sorry for these our misdoings. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, most merciful Father, for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us our sins and offenses, and grant that we may ever thereafter serve and please you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith. Sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Declaration of pardon, Almighty God and Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all those who turn to him with true repentance and sincere faith, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you,
and also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for by water and the Holy Spirit you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
To set forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
All glory, power, and honor to you, Almighty God, Holy Father, Creator of heaven and earth, who did make us in your own image. And when we fell into sin, you of your tender mercy did give your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon him, and to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation, of himself once offered, a full and perfect sacrifice for the whole world, and instituted and commanded us to continue this perpetual memorial of his precious death until his coming again. For in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also after supper he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant which is poured out for you and for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, with this bread and the cup, we remember the life our Lord offered for us, and believing the witness of his resurrection, we await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast. Gracious God, you are holy indeed, the fountain of all holiness. Bless and sanctify these gifts with your Holy Spirit, and bless us to your service that we may faithfully receive the unity and peace, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. O Lord, may I take of thy body and be thankful. May I drink of your blood as a witness to the shed blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ. May I rise, O Lord, to serve your children.
Thank you. Father's children and go trusting, believing that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross of Calvary. Access to your love in the sacramental feast of the body and blood of Jesus Christ,
yes.
And wash away our sinful pride, so that in mercy we may be drawn near to you and to him who with the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forevermore. You that truly... God of grace, we give you praise and thanks for this holy communion of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the pledge of our redemption, and we pray that it may bring us forgiveness of our sins, strengthen our weakness, and everlasting salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the light of his countenance shine as you leave this mountaintop through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But really, I would like to say a word after you. I don't get on thank you, Benedict, but I appreciate here back down for coming out with us and sharing with us. I hope she enjoyed with us this morning. Well, I've been here, I was on the street working, and she had me come by and talk with me and another fella, tell me about what her vision was. And I invited, you know, to come out and wish her, and she took me out. My boy, she said she would be here, and she's out, and we appreciate having her out with us.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ryan.
Now, let us keep this part of the bulletin, because we're going to use this every communion time.
Okay. And maybe she might have a word she wants to say.
You want to say a word or so?
Just that I really enjoyed the service, and I've enjoyed the singing, especially, and I thank you all for having me. I really appreciate it. This is a beautiful little church. Thank you, Reverend.
Thank
good luck. Just lay me that table, brother, right?
Huh?
Just lay me that table right here.
Okay.